Macon Superintendent Scott Jarvis joins us today. And this, of course, is homecoming week in Macon. And Scott, how exciting a week is this for the students and for everyone in the district?
I think it's a pretty exciting time. Your first big thing of the year as far as kids getting together and teachers and everybody, they've had our hat days, dress days, and everybody's participated in that. It's going to be pretty exciting. Tonight we have our homecoming activity in high school gym. Right now it's slotted at 8:30. That could change. The rain outside kind of affecting our proceedings. I do not believe we'll have a bonfire tonight by any means with all the rain and the wetness. Tomorrow is our homecoming parade. We'll have an early out at 1, and the parade will start at 3. So hopefully the weather holds up tomorrow night, and we have a good time out there on the field.
All right, let me ask you, a lot of improvements have been made to the outdoor athletic facilities. How are they hanging in there?
We're pretty much just about done. We have the asphalt was completed last week. Now the issue that we're having is just finding the right time to put the rubber down on the track. Right now it's slotted for the week of October 21st. They feel the weather's going to be a little more conducive to what they need to do. The fencing that goes around the outside curb, they've been working on that the last couple of days. So once we get the rubber down, we'll pretty much be complete with that project.
How exciting is that for everyone, too? Because I know that's something you've been working towards for a while.
I think it's pretty exciting. We'll have, you know, a place out there not only for athletics but school activities, recess and everything else. If I was a mother and Macon R1 as a student in football, I'd probably be happy because probably not near as many muddy uniforms able to practice, whether it's raining or not, whether it's muddy or not, they're able to get on that field and practice. Same with the band. They're not stomping around in the mud when they're out there practicing and performing.
All right. What other kind of construction work is going on right now?
Our elementary addition is pretty much done. We're closing out on that. The Butler building, we're at this point, the old Butler building, you drive through town or on campus, you'll see most of that building's coming down. We are running into a few issues there. Anytime you try to remodel something that's 50 years old, construction codes in 1971 are not what they are today. So there's going to be a few more walls coming down. We're having several meetings. What we want to do, we want to make sure that building's safe whenever we open it up for students to be in there.
How about the school year itself? We're now almost midway through, believe it or not, the month of October. How are things going?
I think that everything's going pretty good. As you said, it seems like these last few months have went by pretty quick. Before we know it, we'll have a conversation. We'll be talking about Christmas break. And year's going fairly well. Have no major issues, and everything's looking good right now.
How about enrollment? How's that shaping up?
Right now, our enrollment's staying steady. We're not gaining a whole lot. One building may gain, the other building may lose a little bit, but right now we're holding our own as far as enrollment.
One thing you talked about as a highlight going into the new year, too, was at single release time. Has that been pretty effective for you?
The first couple of weeks were probably a little stressful for everybody involved. It's something Macon hadn't done in many years. But I think the one release time is going well. We have done the pickup in the afternoon on the south side of the elementary, and that's going well. We have some people get there, you know, 40 minutes early, but that's relieving some of the pressure on our front parking lot area. And also with the addition of the new parking lot on 63 there, all my elementary teachers and staff are parking there, which that's making a lot better on this parking area and the drive in the front.
All right, this is the first year that new elementary addition has been open. Has that worked pretty well for you?
I think we're very happy with that. I think it was a wise decision to build. We did see some issues in the Butler building as we was tearing it down, so I think that building was needed to be tore down, and we needed something different, a little safer for our kids. But right now, everything seems to be going well in that new elementary addition.
All right, put in a plug for Mr. Gingrich. How's the technology doing in that new elementary facility?
Technology is doing great. Our technology department under Marshall's leadership, they did all the cabling, all the technology, everything in that building. It's working great. We have no issues. We have a great technology department here at Macon. I don't think there's too many things that they can't accomplish or do when they set their mind to it.
And I know one of the other highlights over the past year or so has been the new HVAC in the high school gymnasium. Has that been beneficial for you?
Oh, that was one of the first things I noticed when I arrived. I walked into that gym first day of school, and it was extremely hot. So we actually have air and heat in there now. And it looks like tonight we're going to find out. We'll probably have a good crowd of people in there, and hopefully we can keep that place cool.
All right, Macon Superintendent Scott Jarvis, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.